Hello and welcome to the show. Now, miniature cameras, PTZs, box cameras, and actually a few more bits and pieces along the way are a speciality of Marshall Electronics. And back on the show today is Todd Musgrove, all the way from California, again to discuss recent developments in their camera range.
Hi, Todd. Welcome back. Nice to see you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again, guys.
Always a pleasure. Now, Todd, we spoke last time about the CV568 miniature global shutter cameras with Genlock Sync. Where are we right now with those cameras?
So we're out in the market with them. We released them like everything during COVID, right? And delays in shipping, you know, around the world has gotten crazy. We are now fully released in the market with the 568, which you see here. Very small, compact, yeah. as we previously talked about, the global shutter for those fast-paced action type things like racing. We get a lot of racing in Europe, obviously. You guys seem to be doing a lot of racing over there. So fast-paced motion, whether it's on board or it's next to the track, we're really getting a lot of applications to adopt this camera. And again, larger pixels, larger sensor size. So it can capture those dynamic light environments when it's a cloudy day, like here in California today, or the sun comes out, the global shutter is very dynamic in that way.
Any news, of course, on your PTZ range? You've been expanding that and improving on your range there for a while now. Yeah, go on.
Indeed. And as you know, PTZ cameras has really taken off in a lot of variety of different applications in pro AV as well as broadcast. What we were missing was an entry level camera. So we now have a 5X optical zoom PTZ camera in the 605. So it's the CV605BK for the black color and WH for the white color. But the advantage here on that camera is entry level price point at under $900. It starts at a very wide angle, 85 degree angle of view. So it's for people that need kind of a wide angle of view in their production, it's a very good camera. But it also has 3G SDI. It has the IP interface, so you can run that one cable to camera for all functions, as well as we have an HDMI and a USB version coming out within the next month.
Talk to us, Todd, about your continued collaboration with applications like vMix, OBS, and so on.
Indeed, and we spend a lot of time on that. So on the 605, just like our other IP cameras, we'll have the OBS plugins. I just finished collaboration with vMix on a few bits and pieces as far as making sure new cameras have full compatibility with our NDI cameras as well as our IP cameras. We also are still working with BR Remote and the PTZ head. So we have we're still offering these PTZ heads with a full range of control sources that BR Remote makes. But these little guys are really starting to take off because of the size and the capability of mounting a variety of cameras on it, at least in the smaller range POV size. We're also recently worked with Scarhoy to make sure our full line of cameras is compatible with their control platform. So it certainly takes a lot of time, but we actually look forward to seeing a lot of them at IBC this year.
Talking about that, before we get to the crux of IBC, have you got anything you're working on, anything coming up to IBC? Are we going to see anything new there from you?
So we'll be showing the global shutter and we'll be showing the 605, the entry level PTZ. We also have an EPTZ we're working on. Actually, I'm using that now. The EPTZ has, it's interesting in that it's a 4K sensor, and you'll be able to move within the 4K image with an HD image and pan, tilt, and zoom it electronically. It also have, it will also have auto framing. So if you have, say, if I had somebody else join this interview, the camera would adjust slightly with the slight electronic pan, and it will tighten the shot a little bit or widen it if it needs to. So we'll have a little bit of AI self-adjusting type functions, but it'll be a 4K 60 sensor, fixed lens, and the capability of EPTZ. And it will have an IP interface as well as an HDMI interface. Oh, and USB, I'm sorry. That's what I'm using now, the USB output.
Okay. What type of applications do you see the AI being used in, Todd?
Quite a bit in office or corporate video, but also any kind of interview in a studio where you want to adjust. Again, if I start sliding off to the left, the camera will follow, right? I don't have it enabled now, but the idea is that if it has some self-adapting, whether you expand the panel, if you're in an interview, perhaps, the camera will widen up and adjust to make sure that the participants are framed in the shot. So a wide range of things, not so much in, say, sports production necessarily, but maybe sports interviewing or commentating, that kind of thing.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah, we'll have to do a technology. Perhaps, hopefully, it'll be ready and working on the stand at IBC. You never know.
I'm working towards that. So we'll at least be showing the global shutters, the entry-level PTZs, and our range of POVs. Yeah. But I want to bring that EPTZ because it really is compelling. Not only is it a great video quality and 4K range and 60 frames per second, but that capability, I think, is unique. And a lot more people are using 4K images and either doing it during interviews or in posts or moving within the 4K image to capture the exact shot they want to get.
Brilliant, Todd. Thanks. So as far as your distributors are concerned, the two European distributors, who are they? Where can we see more?
So our two master distributors are Marcam for the UK and parts of the EU. Also Vision to See in Germany handles a lot of the EU. They both will be there at the IBC show in our booth to make contact and to speak about sourcing the product in your regions.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. We'll see you there. If not at the stand, at the bar. And of course, there's always more information at marshall-usa.com. Thank you very much to Media Proxy for their continued support of Kit Plus TV. And thank you for watching. See you next time.